ॐ भद्रं कर्णे भिश्रुणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः स्तुष्टुभागंसस्तनूभिः सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ वी आर् सीङ्ग् नौ दिस् वैधत्य प्रकरणम् आफ् दि माण्डुक्य उपनिषत् एण्ड् फार् ईज़ी अण्डर्स्टाण्डिङ्ग् फार् दि पर्पस् आफ् clear understanding the verses number of the order of the verses we follow is changed. We know very well the Vaitathya Prakaranam mainly focuses on establishing the mithyatvam of the Jagrat Prapanchaha. This waking universe which we experience during the waking state, which is the main world of experience for us, and this waking universe is absolutely real in our perception. According to our perception, it is absolutely real. But Shastram says this waking universe which we experience is also relatively real like the dream universe. It is not absolutely real. A shift in our understanding that our understanding is Jagrat Prapancha is real. If we shift our understanding from this understanding of the Jagrat Prapancha being seen to be absolutely real to this Jagrat Prapancha being seen to be the mithya, relatively, empirically, as though real universe. That shift in our understanding will free us from bondage. It is not mechanically accepting or blindly accepting, yes, somebody else is saying, therefore Jagat Prapancha is mithya. It's not that. It has that Jagat Prapancha is mithya. It is not real. It is not real. It is apparently real. Therefore, it is as good as non-existent. That must be very clear. And to establish this, how this waking universe is not absolutely real, how it is only empirically real, Gaudapada Acharya first gives the example of the dream universe. Because dream, for us, anything experienced is real. Experienced is real for us. Our concept of reality is based on what now? Our understanding of things which are available for experience are all real. And non-existent, which means they are existent, isn't it? There was something which is non-existent, which cannot be perceived, experienced. This is our understanding. Therefore, For us, therefore, this Jagat Prapancha is real. But Gaudapada Acharyaji's effort is to make us understand how it is not absolutely real, it's only empirically real. And for which he uses this dream example, because dream universe also is experienced by us in a given state. Dream world of objects also is experienced by us. We cannot deny our experience of dream world and the dream exists objects. It is not something like rabbit's horn, which is utterly non-existent, because we did experience. Therefore, that dream universe, which is also experienced, but that same universe, when on waking up, how it is mithya, it is not, it's only empirically, relatively real. Therefore, he uses the dream universe as the example. For the drishtantaha, the example on the basis of which he explains this, the mithyatvam of jagat prapanchaha. So here, the mithyatvam of the swapna prapancha itself he has to establish. That is why the first three karikas he establishes the mithyatvam of the swapna prapanchaha. That is very clear. For which he used the, what now, these factors of reasoning. Pakshaha, you know, pakshaha, hetuhu, sadhyam, and also drishtanta, used all of them, and using the reasoning, using the our day-to-day experience, and using also shuddhi pramanam, and he established the mithyatma of the swapna prapanchaha. Later on, in verses 4, 5, 6, he established mithyatma of the jagrat prapanchaha. This much is very clear, isn't it? And to establish the mithyatvam of the jagrat prapanchaha, two important reasons, hetus, are presented. What are the two important hetus? Drishyatvam and anityatvam. Drishyatvam means what? The anything which enjoys the status of being the experienced. Being an object of experience is mithya. And anything which is time-bound in nature also is mithya. And the time-bound nature, how does he present in the sixth karika? Adi antavatvam. Remember, adi antavatvam means anything which has beginning and which has an end is said to be adi antavat. And adi antavatvam means an object enjoying the status of having the beginning and the end is at what? Adiyantavatvam. So if an object has beginning and an end, beginning, definitely it has the cause. Anything which has a cause has dependent existence. And anything which has dependent existence has no independent existence. Therefore, it has no independent existence means mithya. What is the main point for mithyatvam? Not having independent existence. Anything which has no independent existence is as good as non-existent. As good as unreal. This is the order you have to remember. Anything which has beginning and end has the cause. Anything which has cause has dependent existence. And anything which has dependent existence has no independent existence. And anything which has no independent existence is as good as non-existent. Therefore, it is mithya. When do you say therefore? After a long list of reasons, hetus you give. So, this jagrat prapancha has what now? Adiyantavatvam. Therefore, it has no independent existence. Therefore, it is as good as non-existent. Therefore, it is mithya is the main reason. Second thing, drishyatvam, anything which is drishyam also is dependent on the drashta. Anything which is experienced is also dependent on the experiencer. Therefore, it has no independent existence. Therefore, it is as good as non-existent. Therefore, it is mithya. There are two hetus are very important hetus. Anit adi antavatvat, anityatvat, drishyatvat, swap jagrat prapanchaha mithya, swapna prapanchavat. Understand? This is clearly established in these three verses 4, 5, 6. And later on, last class, we saw the meaning of the 8th karika. We didn't go any further. We were still there only, stuck only. Then we moved on to the 8th karika. Last class, I explained the meaning of the 8th karika very clearly. The 8th karika presents an answer for the objection raised by another Purva Pakshi. The objection is not presented in the 8th karika. 8th karika presents an answer for the objection. What is the objection? You should remember. Objection was Swapna Prapanchaha itself is real. There are many people for whom Swapna Prapancha is still real, mainly for Visishta Advaitins. Why it is real? For which they had to give a proper hetu. Swapna Prapanchaha Satyam. No? Example is what here? They give the hetu is what? Apurvatvat. Swapna Prapanchaha is real. The dream universe is real due to its uniqueness of the objects of experience. And which was answered in the 8th karika? No. Even if the objects are unique and special, still Swapna Prapanchaha is not real. Why? Because unique objects are ordinary objects. All the objects are of objects of experience only. They all have drishyatvam. Simple reason. Okay. Swapna Prapanchaha, earlier the hetu given was what? Uchita Desha Kala Abhavat. Due to the inappropriate, insufficient place and time of the objects perceived in the dream world, it was said dream world was mithya. Now you have to add these two hetus which are used for the Jagrat Prapanchaha. The same hetus can be applied to that also. Even if the objects experienced in the dream are very unique, unseen before, special also. What is it? Any object, whether it is experienced in the waking state very clearly, or whether it is experienced in dream, in the dream state, whether it is experienced in heaven by the heaven goers, or it is experienced by any, or experienced by the person, the traveler in a different places, doesn't matter. Any object of experience, including the dream object of experience, all of them are mithya only. Why? Because the only main criterion is what? Drishyatvat. Understand? Drishyatvat, anityatvat. That any object of experience has what? No. Definitely drishyatvam. So being an object of experience itself is enough for the object to be mithya, not to be real. Why? It has no independent existence, which means is as good as non-existent. It is mithya. Why? Because it's dependent on the experiencer. Is it clear? And that the dream universe having a dependent existence, you know, is revealed by one word called sthani dharmaha. Sthani dharmaha is an expression which one word itself implies a big lesson that the whole dream universe has only dependent existence. drishyatvat. Like any attribute of an individual cannot exist independently without the noun, isn't it? I said a fat person or a tall person, thin person or a fair person or dark person, the darkness or tallness or fatness or thinness cannot exist, the attribute cannot exist independently without that person, isn't it? Therefore, this dream universe also, like the attribute, cannot exist independently without this thani, the experiencer of the dream. Therefore, sthani dharmatvat, due to its enjoying the status of being dependent on the experiencer of the dream, this dream universe is mithya. Is it clear? That is made very clear in the 8th karika. Therefore what? Therefore, this swapna, not only swapna prapancha is mithya, jagrat prapancha is also mithya due to these two hetus, drishyatvat, anityatvat, andrishyatvat, anityatvat, swatantra, paratantratvat, paratantratvat, swapna prapancha tatha jagrat prapanchascha mithye eva. Mithyau eva. Isn't it? We had to say mithya, isn't it? Both are mithya. Mithya prapancha. Both have relative reality. Both are not seen as absolutely, utterly unreal thing, but both are non-real, not unreal, which means they are empirically, relatively real. Both are mithya. Now the new Purupakshi comes, who accepts the mithyatvam of the swapna prapancha, but who does not accept the mithyatvam of the jagrat prapanchaha. And this new Purupakshi, in order to say, because already it has been very clearly said how nityatvam and drishyatvam, paratantratvam, drishyatvam, anityatvam, paratantratvam. Remember these three words? Drishyatvam, anityatvam, paratantratvam means dependent existence. These three hetus are given as, these three hetus are mentioned now for the mithyatvam of the jagrat prapanchaha. Therefore, without taking these three hetus into account, this new Purapakshi gives a different definition of mithya, mithyatvam and satyatvam. For him, what is satyam, what is mithya, what is absolutely real, what is relatively real, should be based on this particular definition. He wants to give a different definition of satyam and mithya. What is the actual definition of satyam and mithya? I told last class also, I am repeating. That which is always, eternally, timelessly, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, independently is satyam. So mithya is what? That which was not there, which was not there before, which wouldn't have been in the past, which will not be in future, which exists only in the present, and which comes in between, and which goes in the middle, and while existing in the middle also, which is present also, which is dependent on something else for its existence, is mithya. These are the definitions of satyam and mithya. But this person, Purapakshi, gives a new definition of Satyam and Mithya. What is real? How should we take? What is Mithya? Non-real. How should we take it? And for which, he does not give one particular definition. He gives four different definitions. By presenting each definition of his own, he wanted to establish the Satyatvam of the Jagrat Prapanchaha. The first definition he gives is Saprayojanatvam. Definition is anything which has utility is absolute, is real. Anything which does not have utility is what? Mithya, non-real. So, prayojanam means use, prayojanatvam or prayojanavatvam, or it is saprayojanatvam means what? Usefulness is called what now? Anything which has, which enjoys saprayojanavatvam or saprayojanatvam, both are correct, is real. Anything which has aprayojanavatvam, anything which is useless, is mithya. So what? So based on this definition, he says, this Purapakshi always places himself only in the waking universe, places himself as the waker, and he presents these definitions. Where is he placing himself when he talks about these definitions? He places himself as the waker. Then he presents, he says, Swapna prapancha is mithya. Why? Because the objects of the dream universe are not useful in the waking state. Whereas objects of the waking universe are useful in the waking state. See, simple. Don't want to get confused with too many things. Objects of the dream universe are not useful, do not serve any purpose. Whereas objects of the waking universe are useful, no, they have certain utility. Therefore, the dream universe is non-real. Therefore, the waking universe is real. He gives this definition as a waker. So here, Gaudapada Acharyaji, he does not refute his view. He negates his very definition. Only if the definition is acceptable, then his view based on the definition can be accepted. He does not need to refute his view, but he has to negate his very definition. The very definition being defective must be pointed out. For Gaudapada Acharyaji shows how defective, how incorrect the very definition is in the seventh karika. He says, this saprayojanatvam, aprayojanatvam, the usefulness of the objects, when you say, it is a relatively, utility itself is an expression to go with the relatively. Why? Because The dream objects are useful as long as the person is dreaming. The dream food appeases the dream hunger of the dream individual. So dream money is useful for the dream needy person in the dream. So dream money, dream food, dream water, dream objects are useful for the dreamer as long as when he is in dream. But when the dream person is hungry, means a dream person's hunger cannot be appeased by the real food in the fridge. So the waking state water, the water available in the waking universe will not quench the thirst of the dream individual. Therefore, the dream objects are not totally useless. They are very, very useful in the dream as long as the individual is experiencing the dream. Therefore, dream objects also have relative utility. Similarly, even the waking objects also are not absolutely useful always. Why? Because waking objects also, in fact, waking universe does not even exist for the dreamer. At least for the waker, the dream universe existed. For the dreamer, waking universe doesn't even exist. Isn't it? Therefore, the dream waking, the objects of the waking universe are useful only in the waking state. So the dream, or just as dream objects are useful for the one who is in dream as the dreamer, the dream individual, so also the waking world objects also are useful for the one who is for the waker. Understand? For the waker. The one who has identity with the waking shariram. Therefore, the objects of the waking universe also enjoy only relative utility. Objects of the dream universe are also relatively useful. No object is absolutely useful. Understand? And this objects of the waking universe also, from the standpoint of Turiya Chaitanyam, they do not serve any purpose. What does consciousness need to do with the external world or the dream objects? As the Turiya, from the standpoint of the consciousness, even this waking universe, objects of waking universe also, they do not serve any purpose. Just as the dream objects are not useful for the waker, so also as the Turiya, Atma, Chaitanyam, even the waking objects are also not useful. They are useful only as a waker, not as a Turiya Chaitanyam Atma. Therefore, there is no object of experience which has absolute utility, dream or waking. There is no object of experience which is absolutely useless. All the objects of experience obtaining in dream or in waking, all of them have relative utility. Relatively, they are useful. Therefore, your definition of this, utility being the criterion for satyam and mithya, satyam and mithya, or non-utility being the criterion for mithya, is only from the stand, you are talking from the standpoint of a waker. You are missing the other two standpoints, other two reference points. Therefore, your very definition is incorrect. Incorrect means what? No, that definition, your definition can be taken as definition of relative reality, but not as definition of absolute reality and mithya. Understand now? Therefore, the definition itself is wrong means where is the question of his view being acceptable? Understand? This is refuted in the 7th Karika. Finished. Okay? Definition number 1 is negated. Now we are going to the 9th Karika. Now it's not confusing anymore, isn't it? 9th Karika now. I know what happened 2 weeks ago. That's why last class I made it very clear. So 9th Karika. The 9th Karika and 9 and 10, in these two Karikas, Gaudapada Acharya ji gives an answer for another definition. Answer, I mean he refutes the answer, the Gaudapada Acharya reveals his answer in order to negate the Purapakshi's next definition of Satyam and Mithya. By negating his second definition, he also refutes his view of Jagrat Prapancha being real. So, first of all, the definition is not mentioned here. The Apurapakshi's definition is not seen here. From the answer, we have to make out the definition. So, what is the definition, second definition of a Purapakshi? He says, again, Purapakshi talks from the standpoint of a waker. Because a dreamer, if a dreamer has to present his views, he'll be talking to whom? Not to us. Understand? Therefore, we are this person who presents his new definition, again, second definition he wants to present. Okay, that definition you didn't accept. Come on, what about this definition? Anything which is internally projected by the mind, by the thoughts, which are only subjectively real, internally projected, the universe and the world of objects projected by the thoughts in one's own mind is mithya, unreal, non-real. And the world which is experienced by all of us, you know, and which excel outside, externally experienced universe is real. This Purapakshi's new definition. The objects which are internal are real. Objects which are experienced externally, objects which are internally experienced inside are non-real. Objects that are experienced externally outside are real. This is the definition of Satyam and Mithya, which means externality becomes the criterion for Satyatvam and internality is the criterion for the Mithyatvam. This is the definition given by the Purapakshi. Again, Gaudapada Acharya says, in the 9th Karika and in the 10th Karika, he presents the answer. with the answer which negates the very second definition of the Purvapakshi. Thereby he refutes his view also. What is his view? Jagatprapancha is satyam. He says, you are talking about the, you say, the things which are internal are non-real. The things which are external are real. No? Antaha and Bahihi, you are talking about it. This internality and externality, or you can say inside and outside, internal, external, these two expressions are relative expressions. You say this Jagrat Prapancha is externally experienced, therefore it is real. This Jagrat Prapancha is experienced externally from the standpoint of the vehicle's shariram. Okay? From this in waking state, from the standpoint of the vehicle's body alone, this waking universe is experienced externally. Similarly, the dream universe also experienced, the dream universe experienced also is seen to be internally experienced universe only from the standpoint of the waker, from the standpoint of the waking shariram. The dream universe is internally experienced universe only from the standpoint of a waker, from the standpoint of a waker's gross body. Understand? Which means, the dream, in dream itself, which means from the standpoint of the dreamer, as a dreamer, as a dream individual, from the standpoint of the dream individual's body, the dream universe also is external. The dream universe is not internal. The whole dream universe is external to the dreamer, the dream individual, from the standpoint of his dream shariram. Understand? And not only that, from the standpoint of the dream individual, individual's dream shariram, his dream, isn't it, the dream individual who enjoys the dream body, who experiences the dream universe, is also endowed with what? Dream mind. And the dream individual enjoying the dream body and dream mind also has dream night, waking up and dream sleep. And the dream individual in his dream sleep, he also has a dream dream. That dream dream experienced by the dream individual is internal from the standpoint of the dreamer. Understand? There is a dream waking. There is a dream day, dream daytime, dream nighttime, dream space and dream time, and dream sleep and dream dream. Dream pains and pleasures. Again, dream waking up. Again, dream sharing of his dream with the dream waking individuals. Got it? Therefore, the dreamer, from the standpoint of dreamer itself, from the standpoint of the dream body, as the dream individual, one has objects which are experienced internally. They're all which are experienced externally. Therefore, internally, externally experienced objects are there in dream also. Therefore, we cannot say dream objects are absolutely internal. They are also relatively internal. Which means what? There is externally experienced dream universe. There is internally experienced dream objects. In dream itself, for the dreamer himself, it is there. Similarly, only from the standpoint of the waker, this Jagrat Prapancha is external. Therefore, where is one's identity? It depends upon your identity. Whether the world is external or internal is dependent on your identity. If the identity is with the dream body, then the dream, as a dreamer, there is dream world, that the dream waking universe which is external to the dreamer. There's a dream universe is internal to the dreamer. If you shift the identity from the dreamer to the waker, both dream, internally experienced dream of the dreamer, externally experienced dream, waking of dream, externally experienced dream universe of the dreamer, both internally, externally experienced objects of the dreamer, dream experiencer, both are mithya. Both being mithya becomes very clear. Etayoho vaitatyam drishtam. Understand? Similarly, as a waker, when the identity is shifted from the dream body to the waker's body, this world which is experienced externally from the standpoint of the waker's body is also what now? Is relatively external. Why? If the identity is shifted from the waker's body to shifted from the body and to the Turiya Chaitanyam, the bodiless consciousness, the consciousness which is free from the body, mind sense complex, then this externally experienced universe also will resolve. It will not be, it is neither outside nor inside of the Turiya Chaitanyam. Where is it? The whole universe is Turiya Chaitanyam, which means this world does not have existence independently outside of consciousness. Understand? The whole universe is, the universe has no existence independently outside of Turiya Chaitanyam. Then, as the Turiya Atma, the identity is shifted from the waker's body to the consciousness, then what should be the expression? You cannot say the whole universe is inside consciousness or outside consciousness. The whole universe is consciousness. Because on the part of consciousness, there's no such a thing called inside or outside. Internal, external, relatively internal world of objects, relatively external world of objects, all of them resolve in consciousness. Understand? The consciousness which has neither inside nor outside. Absolutely, there is no inside, there is no absolute internality, there is no absolute externality. You can use all these expressions. Where is the ocean? Where is the water? Is ocean inside the water or outside the water? Is water inside the ocean, outside the ocean? You can never say water is inside the ocean, outside the ocean. You can first say what? Ocean is seemingly inside the water. To be frank, ocean is neither outside the water nor inside the water. The whole ocean is water. From the standpoint of water, you cannot say whether the ocean is inside or outside. Where is the division on the part of water? Similarly, from the standpoint of Turiya Chaitanyam, when you shift the eye has to jump. You know, it's called shifting the eye sense from the dreamer's body to the waker's body. This whole jagat is external. From the standpoint of this waker's body, my God, I had all dream. All the dream objects, as a dream individual, as a dream individual, I fell asleep and then I had a dream, a dream sleep, and the dream pain, dream pain, etc., all that. But all of them are internal from the standpoint of this waker's body. Isn't it? But the same eye shifted from, shift the reference point, shift the identity from the dreamer's body to the waker's body, the waker's body to, what now? Turiya Chaitanyam Atma, the consciousness, then there's nothing which is inside, there's nothing which is outside. All of them are the entire world of experience is Chaitanyam. Last class, I used these three terms. Pratibhasika Satyam, Satya Prapanchaha, dream universe. Vyavaharika Satya Prapanchaha, waking universe. All are what? Paramarthika Satyam Brahma. Absolutely real Brahman. Therefore, Brahman alone is absolutely real, which has neither. There is no such thing called internal or external on the part of Brahman, which is free from this internality and externality, these distinctions, these differences. Internal, external differences. Brahman is free from these internal, external differences. That Brahman alone is absolutely real, Satyam. But this Jagat Prapancha is also Mithya. Sopna prapanchaha also is mithya. Drishyatvatu, anityatvatu, paratantratvatu. It has no independent existence. Why? Because the jagrat drashta is chaitanyam. Consciousness is not the experiencer, but is no experiencer in anything is what? Chaitanyam only. Understand? Okay. This explains beautifully in these Karikas 9 and 10. Okay. Now we will move on. I'll explain this. Then I'll quickly read the verses for you to get you the word meanings. What is the... Because I don't want it to be late. And I wanted to finish it. To explain it. The third definition. This Pura Pakshi, he knows now he is very weak. Okay. He knows he is not very strong. But still he wants to try two more definitions. No. Always whenever you know you are going to lose, but still don't want to accept you will lose. Another problem, isn't it? Somehow we try our best. Anyway, I'm going to lose. What is the point? In Tamil we say, you know, keela ulundhalum manla, meesaila mannu ottala. No, I have fallen down. Somebody has fallen down. And then, oh, you have fallen down. Yes, no, still, my mustache doesn't have any mud, you see. There's no mud on my mustache. Which means what? Still, so, is that, no, it is sort of not accepting one's failure. And not accepting one's view being, not being, it's called non-acceptability of oneself, one's failures, and one's view being wrong. I tell you, this is the very important problem of a human being, human mind. Even if I know I am wrong, somehow in the heart of the heart I know I am wrong, but externally I can't accept it. I am wrong. Understand? That is another problem. This way, this Pura Pakshi, what now? He wants to give one more definition. Not one more, two more definitions. Already it has been made very clear. So what this Pura Pakshi's, the objection and his new, based on his new definition, is refuted in the Karika number 14. Now we're jumping from where? 10th to 14. So again, the 14th Karika only presents the answer. See, the important thing is, no Karika presents the objection here. No, answers for the objection alone is presented here. Therefore, objection we are supposed to understand on our own. What is the third objection? What is the third definition given by this objector, the Pura Pakshi? He uses again two technical terms. He says something similar to the previous one but slightly different. See, the dream objects, see the objects which are experienced inside one in one's own mind, projected by the thoughts. Projected by the thoughts. So the dream world of objects projected, experienced only inside, in the mind, projected by one's own thoughts. Understand? And how long does the dream world exist? As long as the thoughts are. Is it true? As long as the thoughts are, so long the dream universe exists. When the thoughts projecting the dream universe resolve, in deep sleep state, thoughts resolve, then the dream universe disappears. Isn't it? So how long does the dream world of objects exist? As long as the thoughts exist. Is it true or not? Which means, as long as the thoughts exist means, this dream universe has existence only as long as the dream projecting thoughts are there. And the dream universe exists as long as, you know, it is experienced by the dreamer, the dream individual, dream experiencer. Is it clear? The dream experiencer is not available, or the dream thoughts are not there, dream universe will collapse. Therefore, this is that dream universe which is experienced, projected by the thoughts, experienced in the mind, is real only for the dream experiencer, a given individual dream experiencer. Is it clear? Therefore, the world of dream, world of objects, projected by the thoughts, experienced in the mind of the dream individual, of the dreamer, and that is real only for the dream individual. Therefore, it has only subjective existence. Understand? Subjective existence. Therefore, it has dependent existence. Why it is dependent on the thoughts? If the thoughts resolve, dream world also will resolve. When do all the thoughts resolve? In deep sleep state, all the thoughts resolve. Then, the mind is totally non-functional mind. Thoughts are not there. Dream universe also goes away. So what is very clear? In deep sleep state, dream universe is not there. Which means, in dream state is a state where mind is half functional, semi-functional, which means the dream, the thoughts are there. Those thoughts alone project the dream universe. So dream universe projected by the thoughts are dependent on the thoughts to be there. Then they are there as long as the thoughts are. Is it clear? Therefore, how long do they exist? As long as the thoughts are. As long as they are experienced. Once the dream world is not experienced, the thoughts are not there, dream world is not again experienced. Therefore, he says that what is projected by the thoughts in the mind, that dream world of objects has only subjective existence and experienced only that time when the thoughts are, and therefore they have depend, the world of dream, world of objects has what now? Dependent existence. And he says, subjectively real, word projected by the thoughts in the mind, which enjoy subjective dependent existence. Now, chapter only during the time of thoughts is unreal. Unreal. Why? That dream object, dream, does not have independent existence. Understand? And he says, whereas the external world, look at this, he's talking as a dream, a waker, okay? This external world has objective existence. It has independent existence. Whether I perceive this world or not, when I perceive this world is the waking world of object, when I perceive this also, it is there. When I do not perceive this external world also, it is still there, which means the external world is not dependent on me, the perceiver. Whether I perceive, experience or not, it is there independently. And it is not real only for me. It is available for perception for others also. Because it is available for perception for others also, it has objective existence. The dream universe is dependent only on me, available only for me. Therefore, it is subjective. It has subjective existence. But the external world is available for me to experience, for others also it's available for experience, therefore it has objective existence. Not only that, it has independent existence. Even if I do not experience this external world, still world is. How do we know that? Every day when I fall asleep, when I see the world, I experience the world, when I fall asleep, and then again when in sleep, I don't experience the world. Even though I do not experience the world when I am in sleep, the world is not dependent on me to be experiencing all the time for its existence. It still exists. I do not experience when I am in sleep, deep sleep state, I do not experience the world. Still world continues to exist. Because I am fast asleep, because I am not experiencing the external world, the world does not disappear, does not become non-existent. Again when I wake up from sleep, again when I see this world, the same sun comes back and the same moon is there, the same people are there. My God, say what all I experienced yesterday again come back. Which means what? They all continue to exist whether the world is experienced or not. Independent of the experiencer, the world continues to exist always. Therefore, not only the external world which is experienced during the waking state has independent objective existence, it has independent existence also. Understand? And for which he uses a technical expression, dvaya kalaha. Look at this. Two important things. This external, the waking universe, which is externally experienced, has objective existence. Okay, objectively real, objective existence. It has independent existence means independent of the experiencer. Therefore, this waking universe is real. Is it clear or not? Whereas, dream universe has only subjectively real universe, the subjective existence. It has also, it exists only when the thoughts are. Therefore, it is mithya. So, that subjective, the world of objects enjoying subjective existence is implied by the technical term chitta kalaha. Chitta kalaha or chitta kalaha, you can make it a singular word. Chitta kalaha means the world of objects experienced, the world of objects. He uses the term, okay, for him. The world of objects experienced in the mind, projected by the thoughts, which has dependent existence, with dependent subjective existence, which exists only during the time existence of the thoughts, is called chitta kalaha prapanchaha. Understand? When you say the padarthaha, objects chitta kalaha. Is it clear or not? Chittam means mind. Mind means thoughts put together. Chitta kalaha means objects which have existence during the existence of the thoughts. See, long sentence, okay? Chitta kalaha is equal to the objects which enjoy existence during the existence of the thoughts. Okay? Which means, when the thoughts resolve, the objects also, dream objects also will resolve. Which means, the dream objects resolve when the thoughts resolve means they do not have independent existence. They're dependent on the existence of thoughts. So, dream thoughts are there, dream world is there. Dream, the thoughts resolve, dream world also resolves. Is it clear? So what should be conclusion now? Therefore, chitta kalaha, that is his view. And therefore it is unreal. It is subjective, the dream universe, which has subjective existence, which has dependent existence, which, understand now, which has exists only as long as the thoughts, is mithya. Whereas this waking universe, which has objective, which is objectively real, which has objective existence, and which has independent existence, which exists even when I do not experience this universe, therefore it is real. This is the Purapakshi's definition. Is it clear? Sometimes what happens, we get to understand Purapaksha correctly. And then we understand Purapaksha is right, don't think. Oh my God. Is it clear or not? It took so long, 20 minutes to explain Purapaksha. Now Purapakshi has to be, this Purapaksha's definition is to be negated. What is the definition? Repeat again. Because definition is so important. Only then you can understand the answer very quickly. The dream world of objects, which enjoys dependent subjective existence, which enjoys the existence during the existence of the thoughts, is unreal. Only during the existence of thoughts is unreal. Whereas the waking universe, which is objectively real, which enjoys objective independent existence, which exists even when I do not perceive it, is what? Is real. Purapaksha is clear. What is the answer? Go and come, I'll tell you.